Good afternoon, or good morning, depending on where you're from. I'm Clem Beazle, and this is the session on public health 2030 scenarios, foresight for public health departments. What we'll be doing is walking you through this exercise in foresight and giving you scenarios from Cuyahoga County and how they were used by the health department there. Carrie Allen will be doing that. And then the national scenarios and how they are being used as well. And in terms of introducing the project, also this is a project funded by the Kresge Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. And so Terry Allen, who's Cuyahoga County Board of Health Supervisor, and myself from the Institute for Alternative Futures will be doing presentations. But to do the introduction is Phyllis Meadows, who is a senior fellow at the Kresge Foundation and the Dean of Practice, Public Health Practice at the Michigan School, University of Michigan School of Public Health. And Phyllis has a wide-ranging background. She has run health centers. She was the director of public health for the city of Detroit. And she's had a wide-ranging career in terms of that. But in this connection, she is one of the funders of this project. So, Phyllis.
So, good afternoon or good morning. Just on behalf of the Kresge Foundation, I wanted to welcome you, and I was delighted when Clem asked me to just say a few words to sort of kick off the session this afternoon. As he said, this is a project that's funded in part by the Kresge Foundation. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation was a co-funder. But this is clearly the motto and the work of the Institutes for Alternative Futures, which Clem and his colleagues lead up for the nation. We had a very interesting viewpoint when we decided to fund this work. One is that as having been a public health officer and still very active working with public health officials across the country, we understood very clearly that there are some struggles with not only trying to sustain the departments financially, sustain a vision of where those departments should be, but also trying to create the role, you know, transformative role for local public health. I will be honest that part of the driver for me is that I was in a lot of conversations around population health. And I've heard a lot of conversations around what the Affordable Care Act would mean to local public health. So when Clem and I first had this discussion maybe about 2 years ago, those were sort of the drivers, you know, this notion of health departments and population health, which I felt like was our domain anyway, and then the role of public health departments going forward in the future, what would this mean? And so clearly Clem heard some of my stress about the future of public health. He heard the foundation talk about the importance of really strengthening leadership in public health and decided to put forth this effort that I hope that will be useful to you today. I will add that the leadership agenda for the Kresge Foundation is growing, particularly in public health. We know that there's going to be a change in a good percentage of the workforce in the next 5 years, that public health is struggling for its place in the population health discussion, and with changes in finances and changes in structures, that there perhaps is something that we can do as a foundation to support those officials and those agencies going forward. So this is one of many activities that we will be doing over the next few years, and we're about to launch a leadership initiative in the next couple of months where we'll be preparing leaders of local governmental public health agencies to and providing them with resources to begin to help them think about a transformative role in public health. And we hope that discussions like these will help stimulate their thinking. So again, thank you for allowing me to do a few commercials on behalf of Kresge. I hope if you're in local governmental public health that you will keep us in mind as a funder. If you have ideas that we need to be thinking about, I hope that you'll reach out to me and let me know what you're thinking. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Clem Beazle.
Great. Thank you, Phyllis. And thank you, Phyllis, and thank you for the Kresge Foundation for the support for this project. And I'll say I have nothing to disclose by way of commercial enterprise, except that I am grateful to the Kresge Foundation again for funding this. So this project is about enhanced foresight for local health departments. And foresight is essentially better understanding and better creating the organization's future. And it's essential for public health. It's understanding what might be out there. It's clarifying also what your preferred future is. And that's what foresight involves. And developing and using scenarios enhances foresight. And so essentially what today is about is the story of what the scenarios are that we developed and how they were used for public health. By way of background, the project, as we said, was funded by the Robert Wood Johnson and Kresge Foundations. It explores the key forces shaping public health. It considered the future of the 10 essential public health functions, and particularly, as Phyllis said, finance and sustainability of departments. We built expectable, challenging, and visionary scenarios, and I'll say why expectable, challenging, visionary scenarios. We built those to facilitate preparation, imagination, and aspiration on the part of health departments and other public health organizations. And then the purpose was to provide and widely distribute the scenarios as a tool for public health agencies, organizations, and schools. And so this presentation has been given, and we've done more involved workshops with the leaders of Michigan, Minnesota, New York, public health directors in all of those, as well as NACHO. And a variety of specific health departments in terms of using this. And at the end, I'll say how we built into the website the scenarios I'll walk you through, as well as the ones from the local and state health department with tools for doing scenario workshops. So all of that is the flow for the project. In developing them specifically, we identified key drivers. We said, what are the drivers shaping public health? And then we develop forecasts for those drivers. Again, expectable, challenging, and aspirational forecasts for the drivers. Two of the drivers, the Public Health Institute, or the Prevention Institute in Oakland, developed for us. And all six of the drivers in these forecasts are on the website. We put those in front of experts saying, what's going on in terms of public health and the forces shaping it? And did a variety of interviews. And we had a fantastic advisory committee that I'll show in a moment. We developed and used three local and one state health department to actually develop scenarios uniquely for them, but in the genre of the national scenarios. And then we developed the national scenarios themselves. As I said, we had a great advisory committee, including Georges Benjamin, the head of APHA, and the head of NACHO and ASTO. And a variety of other people whose names you may well recognize from public health. In terms of the development of scenarios, we're from the Institute for Alternative Futures, and we've evolved a particular way of saying, looking at the future. We call aspirational futures. And that means that when you map future possibilities, you should map three different kinds. That's the expectable zone, what's likely, what's in the middle of that slide. It's a zone of conventional expectations, but it's also a difficult scenario to develop because you're asking what's most likely. And that it's really important to do that, to ask that, and given all the uncertainties, that's what you want to develop. But things can go wrong. There are a variety of challenges that every department faces, and you need to understand what those are and put a meaningful set of those together to come up with what's the challenging scenario that you face. But having looked at expectable and likely, it's really important to ask the question, what is it that would be surprisingly successful? What would be your vision? What would be visionary? What would that look like for public health, and what are the pathways to that? So when we develop scenarios, we ask all three of those questions, and we develop scenarios that go into those zones. And we did that with, as I said, with expert leaders. We developed forecasts. And we ask public health people, what would be aspirational? What would be your vision for public health? And those are built in then to the scenarios. So in terms of the process, as I said, in NACHO recruited, Bobby Pastrank recruited three local health departments, Fargo, a rural case, Boston Public, the City of Boston Public Health Commission as a mid-sized jurisdiction, and then Cuyahoga County as a large jurisdiction, over 750,000. In a moment, we'll hear from Terry Allen about that and those process. And then finally, the state of Virginia. And so we did scenarios for all four of those, and then we had them go through the process we call of doing a scenario workshop, which is stepping into the scenarios and saying, what are the implications for where we're headed, what our recommendations be, and that's the process we used. The scenarios for all four of these are, again, on our website. And so if you want to do a scenario workshop, you can either use the national scenarios or any one of these sets. If those feel like they're closer in setting and condition to your jurisdiction. So now what we want to do is hear about, from Terry Allen, the scenarios for Cuyahoga County in that process. Terry is a longtime public health person. He started working in the health department in Cuyahoga County, and then attended the University of Hawaii, tough duty, for his master's, and then came back and has been in the department, rising to the health commissioner position. He is also the president, the immediate past president of NACHO, of the as the lead county city health officer or head of that organization.